Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Essential Speed Reading Techniques, How to Become a Better. Faster Reader by Katya Severson is a practical nonfiction guide that teaches readers how to increase reading speed while protecting comprehension and retention. Positioned as a skill-building handbook rather than a set of hacks, it frames speed reading as an intentional way of processing text more efficiently, not simply skimming. Drawing on the author's experience as a reading and speed reading instructor and her account of overcoming personal reading difficulties through training, the book presents techniques that can be practiced and measured over time. A key promise is realism. It pushes back on inflated claims that anyone can read at extreme, superhuman rates, and instead encourages attainable improvements and steady progress. The audience includes students, professionals, and lifelong learners who face heavy reading demands and want a structured approach to reading faster without losing meaning. Exercises and goal setting anchor the methods so readers can adapt the techniques to their own strengths and challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, speed reading is comprehension plus retention, not skimming. A central idea in Severson's approach is that speed is only valuable when the reader can still understand and remember what was read. The book distinguishes effective speed reading from superficial skimming by emphasizing active meaning-making, where the reader is tracking ideas, relationships between sentences, and the purpose of the text. This framing matters because many readers try to go faster by sacrificing depth, then conclude that speed reading does not work. Severson instead treats comprehension as the constraint that guides technique selection and practice intensity. The reader is encouraged to notice when speed increases, cause comprehension to drop, and to adjust rather than forcing an unrealistic pace. The overall message is that reading efficiency is about getting more usable information per minute, not merely moving the eyes faster across the page. This also helps readers choose when to slow down, such as when encountering dense arguments, unfamiliar terminology, or complex instructions. By tying speed training to comprehension and retention, the book aims to produce improvements that carry into academic study and professional reading, an essay where remembering and applying information is the real goal. Secondly, realistic speed limits and an evidence-minded mindset. The book takes a notably grounded position on what reading improvement can reasonably look like. Rather than endorsing dramatic claims that promise reading at thousands of words per minute for everyone, it acknowledges practical limits and the reality that most people will improve within a more believable range. This realism encourages readers to treat speed reading like any other trainable skill gains are possible, but they depend on starting point, consistency, and the type of material. Severson's evidence-minded posture also reframes the reader's expectations, replacing hype with measurable progress. The practical benefit is reduced frustration. Readers can stop chasing extreme numbers and instead focus on improving their personal baseline while protecting comprehension. The book's emphasis on honest constraints also supports better decision-making about strategy. For example, a reader can aim for higher speed on straightforward narrative or familiar topics while accepting slower, more analytical reading on technical or unfamiliar texts. By rejecting exaggerated marketing, Severson positions her method as a trustworthy alternative in a category that often attracts overpromising and underexplaining. Thirdly, word grouping and wider visual intake for faster processing. Among the techniques associated with the book is training the eyes and attention to take in more than one word at a time, often described as word clustering or grouping. Instead of reading word by word, the reader practices perceiving short chunks, allowing the brain to assemble meaning more efficiently. This skill is developed progressively, because readers often default to narrow fixation and frequent pauses, especially when they feel pressure to understand everything perfectly. Severson's method treats grouping as a practical lever for speed because it can reduce the number of eye stops per line, making reading smoother and less effortful. The book also connects technique to usability. Wider intake should still produce coherent meaning, so practice focuses on selecting chunk sizes that remain comprehensible. Readers can apply this approach to sentences and then to paragraphs, improving their ability to move through longer passages without getting bogged down. Reports from readers and endorsers frequently highlight improved ability to power through lengthy sentences and paragraphs more efficiently, which aligns with the goal of training chunk-based processing rather than hurried scanning. Fourthly, personalized goals, tracking, and a practice-driven program. Severson emphasizes that speed reading improvement comes from deliberate practice, not a single insight. The book encourages readers to set individualized goals and to approach training in a structured, incremental way. This includes working at a pace that is challenging but still accurate enough to be meaningful, then raising difficulty as skills stabilize. The value of personalization is that readers differ widely in baseline speed, comprehension habits, attention control, and the types of texts they must read. A one-size-fits-all target can either discourage readers who start slower or waste the time of readers who already read quickly. By grounding progress in goals and feedback, the reader can identify what is actually changing speed, comprehension, stamina, or the ability to handle denser writing. The book also reinforces patience, noting that results typically require time and repetition. This practice orientation makes the content especially relevant for students and professionals who want a reliable routine that fits into real schedules rather than a theoretical. Discussion of reading. Lastly, adapting technique to task when to accelerate and when to slow down, another practical theme is flexible reading. In real life, readers face different purposes, studying for exams, reviewing work documents, learning a new concept, or reading for general understanding. The book supports the idea that speed reading is not a constant high gear, but a toolset that can be applied selectively. That means learning to recognize when faster reading serves the goal and when deeper, slower reading is required for accuracy and retention. For students, this can translate into reading some materials quickly to grasp structure and key arguments, while spending more time on proofs, definitions, or problem explanations. For professionals, it may mean accelerating through background sections while slowing down on decisions, requirements, or risk-relevant details. This task-based approach aligns with the book's insistence that comprehension and retention are non-negotiable outcomes. It also makes the method more credible, because it reflects how capable readers actually operate. They vary pace according to complexity, familiarity, and stakes. The result is a more realistic model of reading improvement focused on efficiency, not constant maximum speed. In conclusion, Essential Speed Reading Techniques is best suited for readers who have genuine volume pressures and want a practical, realistic system for reading more efficiently. Serious students can benefit by learning how to move through large assignments while still retaining what matters for discussion, exams, and writing. Professionals who must process reports, legal or business documents, and ongoing learning materials can use the book's emphasis on comprehension plus retention to avoid the common trap of reading faster but remembering less. It can also help motivated readers who feel they read slowly or get stuck in long sentences. Since the method promotes smoother paragraph-level processing through trainable habits such as grouping words and practicing progressively, the book stands out in the speed reading category because it rejects sensational claims and instead frames improvement as a skill built through exercises, goal setting, and self-awareness. That positioning makes it more trustworthy than many speed reading products that promise extreme outcomes. Rather than insisting on one universal technique, it encourages readers to tailor methods to their own starting point and reading demands. The result is a grounded handbook for readers who are willing to practice and who want durable gains that show up not just in speed numbers, but in real comprehension and usable recall. If you would like to support Katya Saberson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.